This is The World Tonight. Good evening. I'm Douglas Edwards, CBS News. The House Assassination Committee temporarily wound up its hearings today on James Earl Ray and his guilt, or lack of guilt, in the murder of Martin Luther King, Jr. Where do we stand now? Neil Strauser reports.
The jury is still out on the credibility of the latest sensational evidence presented by the committee. Representative Samuel Devine read into the record a two-week-old interview with a former Scotland Yard inspector who claimed that Ray admitted killing King after his arrest in Britain in 1968. Ray called the charge false.
I never discussed the case with any English policeman, so all the statements in there are inaccurate.
All of the statements are inaccurate.
As far as I know.
Ray's attorney, Mark Lane, angrily charged the committee with outrageous deceit for not revealing that the inspector, according to Lane, had been dismissed from the police force in disgrace. Acting Chairman Pryor promised to look into the background. Further testimony from Ray was then postponed until November, while the committee called witnesses who appeared to undermine Ray's alibi that he was at a service station at the time of the King shooting. One witness who once claimed to have seen Ray there admitted he gave false testimony, and the station operator said they saw no car like Ray's. Neil Strauser, CBS News, Washington.
More news after this.
Moog, 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 moog means mileage, 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 mileage. Moog, one of the leading manufacturers of steering and suspension parts, wants you to know how to get the most mileage from your tires. Misalignment can be your tire's worst enemy. Only an alignment specialist can correct it. He knows you can't properly align a car when the parts that hold alignment are excessively worn. He'll make sure all the connecting links in the front end of your car are sound and dependable. Only then can you get the kind of alignment that will help you get maximum tire mileage. Poor alignment can chew up tires fast and threaten steering control. Alignment should be checked at least twice a year by an alignment specialist who will replace excessively worn parts with improved parts by Moog. Moog, M-O-O-G. The right name for wheel-to-wheel security.
So your name is Ben Abruzzo, age 48 and feeling it, and you can't get to sleep in the ambassador's mansion in Paris after all the excitement of landing the balloon and turning into an instant hero. So what do you do? Well, you plan another balloon trip with Max Anderson and Larry Newman. That's what you do. Tom Fenton has the story from Paris.
Taking a page from the French author Jules Verne, the crew of the Double Eagle 2 is already planning a new exploit. A balloon trip around the world, not in 80 days, but in 30 or less. Ben Abruzzo, the leader of the crew, is not a man easily satisfied. After succeeding in the amazing transatlantic flight, Abruzzo said he awoke during the night with the new idea, a complete circumnavigation of the world in a much bigger balloon. The two other crew members agreed that he will probably attempt it and probably succeed. The three Americans were the heroes of Paris today. The press hailed them as new Lindberghs and recorded their every move. They appeared a bit stunned by all the publicity, and after making a record-breaking flight that was a marvel of careful planning, seemed unable to agree on their plans for the next few days. The most likely move is a trip to London, where they intend to have dinner with the British balloon crew that almost made it across the Atlantic last month. Tom Fenton, CBS News, Paris.
More news when The World Tonight continues.
Ever find yourself without any money when your car broke down and needed a tow? Or when you had to run out to a store and didn't have a dollar to your name? Times when neither a personal check nor a credit card would do? This is Carl Malden with an idea. When you come back from a trip, save your last American Express traveler's check. Stick it in your wallet and leave it there. Now you have emergency money. You can use it whenever you need it, or just leave it in your wallet indefinitely. It never expires. And of course, an American Express traveler's check is safe money. If you should lose it, you can get a full refund. And that's a lot better than losing cash. It's a nice idea for everyone in the family to have an American Express traveler's check just for security. And it's especially nice for a son or a daughter going away to college. So remember, the next time you come back from a trip, save your last American Express traveler's check. Someday it could save you.
Next time you go on a trip, pick up American Express traveler's checks. And remember to save your last one. Someday, it could save you.
The president performed some judicious arm twisting at the White House last night, so judicious that he was able to announce the end of the deadlock over natural gas today. Nelson Benton reports.
President Carter got a key part of his energy program moving again in Congress, persuading four reluctant members of Congress to sign a compromise agreement on natural gas pricing. Mr. Carter announced the agreement to reporters in the White House press room.
There is no doubt that this legislation, when passed, will protect the security interests of our country. It will protect the energy interests of our country. It will help us to assure continued prosperity and jobs for the American people. It will help us to control inflation. It will also help us to have a more stable economy and to protect the integrity of the dollar overseas.
Others are less certain that the plan to phase out natural gas price regulation in order to generate more production is on its way to becoming law. Senate Energy Chairman Henry Jackson called its chances in the Senate razor thin. Senate opponents are threatening the equivalent of a filibuster. Senate action is not likely before late next week at the earliest. Nelson Benton, CBS News, Washington.
Late or not, certain of passage or not, Jimmy Carter was hurting for this victory for all the reasons he mentioned, and for one he didn't mention, his low popularity rating, and it must have seemed like manna from heaven. Bob Schieffer reports on the last day before vacation.
Around the White House, if it's not one thing, it's another, and today it was Elvis fans. They picketed in the blistering sun outside the White House because they want the president to designate Elvis's birthday a national holiday. What with the heat and humidity, it was just another reason to make the man inside the White House glad to be getting away for a few days' rest. And as Jimmy Carter came striding out of the White House today and headed for his helicopter, you couldn't help but see how happy he was to be leaving. He carried a briefcase under his arm, but he was so anxious to be getting away that he could just take that briefcase and, well, throw it. In fact, that's just what he did. He threw it right in the door of the helicopter. A startled Mrs. Carter was standing there, and she caught it on the fly. The Carters flew on to planes tonight. Next week, they'll be rafting on the Salmon River in Idaho. The week after that, sightseeing in Wyoming's Grand Tetons. They return here in early September when Elvis fans or someone else will no doubt still be picketing outside the gate, but at least it will be cooler. Bob Schieffer, CBS News, the White House.
The Federal Reserve Board announced today that it's raising the interest rate for member banks to 7.75%. It's a move to strengthen the dollar, but it may not satisfy criticism in London. Clark Todd reports.
It's been a long time, perhaps going back to the collapse of the Nixon presidency, since a U.S. leader has been so criticized here. A BBC commentator on the main evening news offered one example.
President Carter again defends the dollar, but are words, particularly his words, enough? Nowhere was there any sign of actual action on the dollar. Yesterday it showed brief signs of recovery after the presidential statement, but the recovery didn't last long.
Critics of the administration ask not whether the president will do anything, but whether he can do anything. Clark Todd for CBS News, London.
Wall Street in a moment.
Terry.
Yeah, Mom?
To really clean your skin, you need soap, not cold cream.
Says who?
A famous dermatologist in the new Woman's Day magazine. He gives his opinions about beauty products and routines. He shows how we can get great results from things we have around the house, like this.
Witch Hazel?
It's an excellent astringent. And did you know that petroleum jelly makes a perfect moisturizer?
What else do they say?
Well, they say that...
Find out which beauty products really work in the September 1st Women's Day with the stuffed animals on the cover.
Stocks on the downward side. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed around 897, down 3.29. Average price per share down 9 cents on the New York Exchange. Volume under 35 million shares. Average price up 3 cents on the American. Wall Street on this world tonight.